This is Ruben. Hello?
Ruben.
Yes, who's calling, please?
AJ.
Oh, hey, AJ, how are you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good, good. So I got everything over to my underwriter, and I just had a quick question. So they've got your address at the business being the same address as your home in Florida. What's the physical location of the business in Florida?
The same. I work out of my house.
Oh, it's a home-based business?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the only question that came back to me. Okay, so I should be able to hopefully get you an answer today and cross my fingers to get you something positive here. I'll do my very best. By the way, I did some research and found the whole thing is if there's not a bank account for the business, that's what's kind of causing the confusion. But hopefully we'll be able to get you an approval as is. What's a good time to call you back today?
There's not a bank account for the business. There is.
I'm sorry?
There is a bank account for the business, but it can't be proved. That's what you're saying, right?
Well, I mean, each business and each tax ID has to be underwritten individually. If we have a business owner that has two different businesses with two different tax IDs, we have to underwrite each business individually. And you could potentially get your location in Texas and underwritten differently than your location in Florida. The whole issue is I don't want to waste your time, and I think the whole thing is you'll get a soft approval potentially, but when it comes to funding, we won't have the necessary tools to verify the loan, like, you know, ownership information and bank account information, because there's no separate bank account for that business. We can't prove it because I only have one. Is there a separate bank account?
For the one in Texas, no.
There's not. Okay. Yeah, so I understand you've been patient, so I think I've sorted out everything and hopefully put in the best shot to get an approval, and we will let you know what we can do. Anything else that you want to share with me that you think I should add to the underwriter, or just, I think we've gone over everything, but I wanted to always kind of check and make sure if there's anything I'm missing.
Not that I can think of, but you think we'll have an answer one way or the other? I can take no for an answer.
Yeah, I'll have a yay or nay today. This is going out to us internally and a partner of ours. There won't be additional credit pull, so even if you'll receive a letter in the mail regardless whether you're approved or declined, but there won't be like an additional credit pull.
But you will know today, though?
Yes.
Sure about that.
Yes.
All right.
And I think based on the notes I saw from Ari, your file did get submitted to this program in the past. I just don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. Were you ever offered an approval?
He got us approved from somebody, you know. I'm trying to think of a name right now.
Did you ever get a working capital loan approval or no? I don't know if that was under your name or Mervin's name, though. I have no idea.
I went to Mervin's, and it was equipment.
No, this is a working capital loan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is a cash. Were you ever offered a cash loan approval?
No.
Okay, yeah, so for some reason it was submitted, but I don't know whose name under, so I understand you don't want to use Mervin, so I'm going to try to get you an answer today. I should have an answer today, regardless.
And is it easier or harder to get a cash, working capital loan opposed to equipment? Because like I told you, they need equipment, you know?
With equipment, I mean, we can do equipment for you, but we would have, the whole issue was who owns the business. So is this going under the Texas business? We can't do the equipment financing for the vending machines. I've asked on that, and because that's going to the third party location, we don't offer that type of financing typically, unless you've been in business for like under that entity for, you know, 5 years plus at a minimum, and it's still very difficult for us to obtain. But are you still looking for the truck?
Yep.
I think the truck financing, I mean, the way that I would kind of piece this together is, if you are looking for the truck, here's the challenge. We go up to approvals up to $30,000 to $35,000 for startup mm-hmm. businesses, so I could submit it, but that's the max I could potentially do for your location in Texas, because it'd be under the new business program. It wouldn't be considered an existing business.
Yeah, you know, I could buy a used truck. I wanted to buy a new one, but I could buy a new one.
Okay, I can submit it for that and see what they come back to me. Not a problem.
All right, buddy, thanks.
And just to confirm, though, the location in Texas, that company, do we have verification that you own the whole business? Because on equipment financing, they do need to verify 100% ownership. I don't know how Ari did your transaction last time. It's none of my business, to be honest. But do you know how? Do you have anything to verify you're the sole owner of that business?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay, you have something? Okay, I'll get it submitted this morning.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.